I took it out back and put it out of its misery.
A family pet killed.
And what did your father do?
He shot her.
While a young neighbor looked on.
It was the right time. She was in pain.
In front of my daughter?
Now, will he have to pay?
There's a way to behave and there's a way not to behave.
For his act of mercy.
I knew she was sick, so I did what most farmers do. I didn't know it was against the law.
Well, it is.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Brenda Flock is suing her former neighbor, Timothy Fend, for damages to her property, moving expenses, and for shooting her cat in front of her daughter.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 540 on the calendar in the matter of Flock versus Fend. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Fend, how long have you been living in your house?
About 14 years.
And how long had Miss Flock lived in your neighborhood?
I'd say about a year.
Who lives with you?
Me and my son, Robbie.
Who are you?
I'm a neighbor of Tim Fend's.
Your neighbor?
Yes. Our landlord's the same landlord for all the farms out there.
How long have you known Mr. Fend?
About 8 years.
Who do you live with?
I live with my ex-husband.
Stand up. Tell me your last name.
Brown.
Who else lives in your house other than you and your ex-husband?
My 13-year-old daughter, Alyssa, my 8-year-old son, Austin, and my 6-year-old daughter, Aubrey.
How long have you been divorced?
A little over a year.
Have you ever been to Mr. Fend's home?
Yes, I have.
Often?
Yes.
How often?
We used to eat dinner about 3 to 4 times a week together.
For what?
Just so the kids could play together, and so the adults could sit and talk.
To whose house?
Both houses.
Mr. Fend had a cat. What was the cat's name?
Toes.
How long did he have the cat?
I knew the cat for 6 years. He had had the cat.
Was the cat an inside cat or an outside cat?
Outside cat.
Was the cat's food left inside or outside?
The cat's food was inside the house until he fed her during the day.
The food was inside the house?
Yes.
So it would just come in to eat?
Yes, it would come to the stairwell to eat.
Now, are you familiar with Miss Flock?
Yes, I am.
And her daughter?
Yes.
Did you ever have any difficulty with them?
Yes, I did.
Tell me when.
About the same time she had Tim arrested, she called the cops on my children because my kids were playing in the road, riding a bike on a country road, and I had dealt with Child Protective Services contacting me because Miss Flock contacted them.
Do you know what she had Mr. Fend arrested for?
For shooting his cat.
Prior to Mr. Fend shooting the cat, when had you seen the cat?
I had seen the cat earlier that night.
Where?
In Mr. Fend's yard.
In his yard?
In his yard, walking through the yard.
What was the cat doing? Just walking?
The cat was walking slowly. She stopped. She was biting herself repeatedly. She was sick.
How do you know that?
Because I had seen the cat. The cat was missing clumps of fur. The cat had bite marks all over her body.
So you got pretty close.
I got close enough to the cat to examine the cat.
Well, if the cat was sick, didn't you tell Mr. Fend that the cat should go to the vet?
I did.
Did he take the cat to the vet?
No, he did not.
How many times did you tell Mr. Fend to take the cat to the vet?
Just once.
When?
Sometime that week.
You know that I'm having difficulty believing everything that you're telling me. Some things I believe, some things I don't. Some okay. Things you're gauging because you know what this lawsuit is about. Do we understand each other?
Yes, we do.
That's why I'm here, because I know when somebody's telling the truth and when they're lying.
Yes.
And some of the things you may say are accurate, and some aren't. Some are designed to, A, get even with the plaintiff, and some are designed to help Mr. Fend. I want you to know that I'm going to make you appear to be ridiculous to everybody that you know unless I get accurate answers from you. Do we understand each other?
Yes, we do.
When for the first time did you tell Mr. Fend that this pet that he had for 6 years was sick?
I seen the cat that week. I don't live there. I'm not there every day.
No, you're there 2 or 3 times a week,
right,
according to you.
I am.
And this is his cat. So if this is his cat and it keeps the food inside, you must have seen it more than once. So you're telling me the cat was fine until that week?
No, the cat had been sick for quite a while.
Ah, so you said nothing to Mr. Fend.
I know Mr. Fend's financial situation. I also know
I didn't ask you what you knew. I asked you whether you said anything to him about the cat.
I didn't have to.
You didn't have to?
No.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
I do.
Glad. Now you can sit down. Now you can stand up. How many animals have you had while you're living with your father?
A lot of cats.
A lot of cats?
Mm-hmm. We've always had cats around.
More than one at a time?
Mm-hmm.
The answer would either be yes or no.
Yes, ma'am.
In the last 6 years, how many cats have you had?
I couldn't tell you.
More than three?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
More than five?
Yes.
How many have your father shot?
Not a lot.
That's not what I asked you. How many cats has your father shot?
About one.
What do you mean, about one?
Just one.
Prior to 6 years ago, prior, before, how many cats has your father shot?
One.
Has your father shot two cats or more than two cats?
About two cats or more.
Sit down. Now, this is what your lawsuit is about. Your lawsuit says that Mr. Fend has damaged some property that belonged to you, swing set.
Yes.
I don't think you have any proof of that.
I have a receipt.
A receipt for what?
Showing that I had bought a pool and a swing set.
I don't care if you have a receipt for
okay.
it. I believe that you had it. Do you have any proof that he destroyed it?
I don't have proof, no.
Well, then if you don't have proof, that's what court is about. Court is about proof. Then I'm going to stick with what your complaint alleges with regard to Mr. Fend and his cat.
Mm-hmm.
You allege in the complaint that Mr. Fend stopped feeding the cat and you and your daughter adopted the cat.
Yes.
When?
Back in January of 2009. The cat came up. She was pregnant. She lived on our porch for approximately 4 months. We took care of her. I gave her shelter. I gave her food. I did everything for that cat.
In January of 2009, the cat was pregnant.
Yes.
Did she have kittens?
Yes, she did.
How many kittens did she have?
She had four.
When did she have the kittens?
March of 2009.
What did you do with the kittens?
After the fact that he shot her.
When did he shoot the cat?
It was June of 2009.
Tell me about it.
Me and my children were in the house.
Well, the cats by this time were a couple of months old. Where
yes.
were they? Were they just out?
Yeah, they were actually feeding on their mother. I had heard his son on the porch, and I went over there, and I asked what he
was
doing.
On whose porch?
On my porch. I asked what he was doing, and he said that his dad told him to come up and get the cat, that it was gnawing at itself, and he was going to shoot it. And at that time, I had seen
Stand
that...
Stand up. What's your first name?
Robbie.
Robbie. Did your father tell you to go to Miss Flock's house?
Yes, he did.
And what did he tell you?
Just to go get the cat.
Did he tell you why?
Yes.
What did he tell you?
He told me to go get the cat because he was going to put her down because she was sick.
Do you know that the cat had had kittens?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Did you discuss that with your father?
Yes.
Did you know that the kittens were still nursing?
Yes.
Did you tell that to your father?
No.
When you got to Miss Flock's porch, was the cat there?
Yes.
Were the kittens there?
I can't remember.
What did you tell Miss Flock?
I need to take this cat. It's sick. We got to put her down.
And what did Miss Flock say?
I think she said no, that it's not sick. And
no, it's not sick, because it had just had a whole litter of kittens that it was nursing.
All the kittens that she had were either deformed or had sick eyes or...
What kind of deformity?
Like, we had one with arms growing like this or eyes missing or...
Eyes missing?
Yeah, like missing
One of the
eyes.
Kittens had an eye missing?
Before recent kittens that she's had.
Before this?
Yes.
Not the kittens that Miss Flock had?
No.
The kittens that Miss Flock had were okay?
Not that I can remember.
Do you remember them not being okay?
No.
When she told you that you couldn't take the cat, what did you do?
I took it anyway.
Took it anyway? So you took it off her porch?
Yes.
And what did she say to you?
She didn't say nothing.
And what did you do with the cat?
I took it downstairs.
And?
We took it behind the shed and put her down.
I don't understand what that means. We took her behind the shed. You mean you took her behind the shed and your father was there?
Yes.
And what did your father do?
He shot her.
But he didn't kill her.
Not at first.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor, I also have animal cruelty to animals on his witness on Robin Brown. She also had
I'd
a
like
cruelty to animal
it.
Charge.
No
I'd like way.
To see it.
That is not true anyway.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brenda Flock says former neighbor Timothy Fend shot her cat Toes in front of her daughter. Timothy claims he was euthanizing the animal.
So where did she go?
The cat just laid there.
And then what happened?
He shot her again.
Who was there?
Me, my dad, and my neighbor Robin.
And this lady?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sit. Were you arrested for shooting the cat?
Yes, I was.
And what happened, Mr. Fend?
Well,
I had this cat for 14 years, ever since a baby. She lived in my house for 3 months. Then she got the taste of outside.
Just a second. Your best friend over here tells me that the cat was there about 6 years.
No, I said when I moved out there.
That's when she knew her.
I moved out there 6 years ago, and that's when I met the cat.
Shh, don't speak to me.
Okay.
Did you know the cat had just had kittens?
Yes, I did.
Well, didn't you think that this might not have been a real opportune time, Mr. Fend, to shoot her?
It was the right time. She was in pain.
In front of my daughter? I had...
Shh. She had just nursed for 2 months a litter of 4 kittens.
Yes.
And?
My cat had many, many litters of cats.
And why, Mr. Fend, if you had the cat for 14 years, and if the cat had many, many litters of cats, and according to your son, many of them were deformed, why didn't you have the cat spayed?
Money, budget, couldn't afford it. And I love cats and kittens, really kittens.
If you love them,
yes, I do.
Then you're supposed to get them neutered.
Farm cats? I have many, many, many farm cats. I mean, what do you do? I didn't know it was against the law to shoot cats.
Well, it is.
Well, I knew that now. I got fined $500 for doing it.
Good.
And I
you
bet.
Know how many cats you could have had spayed for $500? A whole bunch of cats.
You realize how many cats I had? Lots of cats.
Well, then if you had lots of cats, what difference did this one cat make that was on Miss Flock's porch with her kittens that inspired you on that day to send your son trespassing on her porch to take the cat off her porch? If you had lots of cats, why was this one so urgently important on that day? Were you bored?
No, I wasn't bored.
Well, what's the answer, Mr. Fend?
The answer is, I knew she wasn't nursing, she quit. I know how many months that they nurse. So I seen her, she was really, really biting holes in herself. She had a bad leg.
Where did you see her, from her porch?
No, out by her garage, in between the garage and the creek.
Go ahead.
And I knew she was sick, suffering, so I did what most farmers do. They don't know it's against the law, like I didn't know it's against the law. She ain't the first cat I shot, but I know now that it's wrong.
I know, your son told me it's not the first cat you shot.
Right. Every farmer shoots their animals when they're suffering. And every farmer does not know it's against the law, like myself.
My problem, Mr. Fend, I mean, other than standing there and declaring your stupidity of the law, which you know is no excuse, because I'm sure that you said that to the authorities when
yes,
they said, we don't care whether you know it or not. Pay the $500.
Yeah.
Which you paid. I assume you paid?
No.
You didn't pay?
No.
Well, then I assume someone's going to come and arrest you.
Eventually, I imagine, yes.
I assume someone will come and arrest you. Okay. What did you do when Robbie came over to get the cat?
I immediately called the landlord, and he advised me.
Don't tell me what the landlord advised me unless you called the police.
Okay, yeah.
Did you call the police?
Yes, I did.
You have a report?
I have numerous reports on Mr. Fend, actually.
I would like... Listen to me. All I want to see is the report on the cat.
Well, there's the first page is on the cat, and I've highlighted that. And, Your Honor, I also have animal cruelty to animals on his witness on Robin Brown. She also had a cruelty to animal charge.
I'd like to see it.
Right there.
That is not true, anyway.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There's something defective about this whole group. You did the right thing to move.
So she moved away because I'm a defective?
Yes. This says she's defective. Your rationale, your statements to the police are the statements of a defective person.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brenda Flock is suing former neighbor Timothy Fend for shooting her cat in front of her young daughter.
What happened with this case, Ms. Brown? What happened with this case?
What brought about the case, or just in general, the finalization of it?
I want to know what happened with this case.
I lived above Mr. Fend at the time, and there was an old couple on Highway 162 that they had a horse. It kept getting out. I would pull over, put their horse back in. They asked me if I wanted the horse. I said, sure, I've got kids. Wanted to teach them how to take care of an animal. They had their daughter bring me down the horse. The horse was put out in the pasture on the other side of the fence from the cattle. She had room to graze. She had a creek to drink from.
What happened to the horse?
The horse did not gain weight. She was sick.
What happened
she had
to
cancer.
The horse?
animal control got involved and said I was neglecting her. I did everything required. They were trying to give me three $200 tickets. It got dropped down to one ticket.
Good. Because so did I you pay not... that ticket?
Yes, I did.
Good. Now you can sit down. Got it. Did you tell the police that you shoot a lot of cats, Mr. Finn?
Yes, I did.
That's what it says you did. It says I shoot a lot of cats that come around. If they come around, he does shoot them and disposes of them.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Asked if he felt this was proper behavior or if it could cause problems, he said he was not sure, but he didn't think it was probably the best thing to do. And when the police officer asked you if you knew that your upstairs neighbor had been watching and feeding your cat and watering it for 4 months, they said you sort of laughed, chuckled, and said it hadn't been 4 months. And he said he stated that she should have been aware that the cat wasn't good. Is that what you told the police?
Yes, and I'll chuckle now about it.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well?
You're an idiot.
She's lying.
No, this is you.
Oh.
This is what you say. This is what you say. I didn't say anything about her. I was talking to you about what you told the police.
Right.
You're an idiot. Okay. You moved, Miss Flock.
Yes, I did.
That's a very good thing that you moved. When did you move?
I moved 7:30 of 09 due to him and his kid and Miss Brown harassing my children. They could not go outside.
Listen.
Yes.
I'm sorry, listen. But...
there's something defective about this whole group over here.
Mm-hmm.
You did the right thing to move.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get paid for that.
Okay.
If you moved into a place where people were defective, mm-hmm. you did what a parent should do
yes.
and what a human being does, which is you move.
Yeah.
You move.
So she moved, why? Because I'm a defective?
Yes. You're defective. This says you're defective, sir.
Right?
This says you're defective. Your rationale, your statements to the police are defective, are the statements of a defective person.
Well, she's a drama queen.
They are the statements, Mr. Finn, of a defective person.
She's also out there.
Hey, I didn't ask you a question.
Well.
I didn't ask you a question. Now, what I'm telling you is you have one son who is minimally embarrassed to be here. Put your hand down. There's a way to behave and there's a way not to behave. And if you don't recognize the fact that when there are little children around, because you have this defective thought process where you think that if a stray animal that floats around your property, you're allowed to shoot them, and
correct.
You don't take into consideration, Mr. Fenn, put on your listening ears. God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. If you don't know enough, even in your demented way, to say, listen, this is not the right thing to do in front of a child.
I never
or with
did
a child
it in
around,
front of a child.
Or around a child.
Children were not around at all.
Really, where was she?
I shot the cat.
Where?
And it hit her in the leg.
Just a second. Where was she?
Not around when I shot the cat. I wounded the cat. I didn't mean to. It ran up to her steps.
Ran up to whose steps?
Hers.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, well.
You're an idiot. That's not what you do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How old are you?
13.
Get away as fast as you can, sir. Because you don't look like a bad young man. And I would do anything that I could to see to it that you get away from somebody who has this kind of skewered view of the world.
Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So the cat ran up to her steps, and what did you do, Mr. Fend?
I had my child, Robert.
Go get it
go
again.
Get the cat.
Go get it again. And then what did Robert do? He brought the cat back to you.
Correct.
And what did you do?
I took it out back and put it out of its misery. I loved her. It hurt me when she ran up them steps.
You are such an idiot. It's too bad. Oh, you have one child?
No, no.
How many children do you have?
I have four children.
How many live with you?
One. All my other children are grown up.
How old are you?
13.
Get away as fast as you can, sir. Because there's something wrong with him. Get away as fast as you can, because you don't look like a bad young man. Actually, you really don't. She's no good, he's no good, but you don't look like a bad young man. And I would do anything that I could to see to it that you get away from somebody who has this kind of skewered view of the world.
No,
judging for the plaintiff and the amount of $2,000, which should cover some of your moving expenses.
What?
And the cat. Goodbye.
Thank you
very much.
What?
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
icing the cat that came up, you know, and she had a hole in her, so.
Ran up reports, that's when she seen it. She did not see me shoot it.
He knew that my kids were there. He's seen them every day.
Don't take care of your animals. It's against the law. You're going to jail.
Yeah, I guess. Don't kill cats. Don't kill any animal.
It's done, I guess. Ain't much more I can do.